I was drawing a lot, and I met this Greek who knew the surrealists, and he introduced me to them within the very first 2 months I was at the Sorbonne. And I hardly ever went back to any classes after that, because they liked my drawings, and then I met their whole kind of group and everything. And it seemed just like a waste of time to go back to classes. Except that I had a scholarship or something, so I just go back at the end of term and get signatures. Well, that was very overwhelming, very inclusive, inasmuch as they were the dominant group in Paris at that moment, and had been the first, in a way, to turn an art movement into a terrorist political party, and had allied themselves with leftist politics on one hand, and the sort of haute couture world on the other, so that they had a nice spread between, you know, left-wing duchesses and communist millionaires and Trotskyist intellectuals. They covered the scene in the 30s here. And it was, you know, people who had left the movement for one reason or another because of sort of party politics. It was really definitely a terrorist party where you were supposed to think surrealist, work surrealist, eat surrealist, and naturally, of course, dream surrealist. And it was run by an iron hand. Was a tyrant, and eventually lost his power. But the whole thing was a very dubious enterprise. I thought, even as I entered it, I thought it such a dubious enterprise that I was very quickly expelled for sedition, excommunicated, and full flight. In 1935, I had been to Greece that summer and had come back with a series of very finished drawings, which I still have, unfortunately. And they had agreed to organize an exhibition of just drawings. And everybody in the group participated, and that was the only time even that they had Picasso went along with him. It's the only time he ever exhibited with the surrealists, who were naturally flirting with him like mad, because they had lost Aragon and Zara, who had left the party for one reason or another, expelled by Breton and power politics, and had become members of the Communist Party. Picasso had not yet joined the Communist Party. I've forgotten when he did. I think this. So after the Spanish Civil War, the next year, 1936, that he joined the party. But I still went on seeing Picasso. I went actually to the Spanish Pavilion at the World's Fair of that year and saw him over the 2 or 3 weeks that he painted the famous Guernica. I mean, mm-hmm. I saw it in various stages as he changed it from one day to the other. Went home and furiously laid out more drawings and came back the next day and changed it. I saw it change right on the wall before the exhibition was open. I was excommunicated very brutally for a tender 19-year-old, in that I went thinking that something might be necessary to keep an eye on. I went early. The exhibition was to open, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the evening. I thought, I think I better go there about 5. And I got there about 5, and I found Paul Éluard unhanging my pictures. And I said, what's this all about? And he said, it's orders from Breton. And very shortly after that, Valentine Hugo arrived. And she had been Breton's mistress at some period or another. But she too had been expelled from, excommunicated from the movement. And was on very bitter terms with Breton. So she took up my defense, which was at the same time rather embarrassing. Then there was no question about it. Then I really was out. If I was being defended by Valentine Hugo, all I had to do was to go off with her. So I went off with her for a while. And some 6 or 7 years ago, there was a dealer called Petit Henri, who had collected all that sort of stuff, and he had bought entire her succession when she died. It must have been about 73 or 74, something like that. 74. And I read in the newspaper, in Le Monde, that there were letters were sold, and there were every name in the whole list was of very famous people except my own.